We're here at the NFL Scouting Combine with Jeff Ireland, Saints Assistant General Manager and College Scouting Director. And Jeff, this is your time of year, huh?
Yeah, well, it is. This is an exciting time for us. I mean, we finally get a chance to, get to meet some of the players we've been scouting for the last 6 months, get up close and personal with them, get to see them really on the hoof. And then watch them work in shorts and kind of verify what we see on tape. Mm-hmm.
Reflecting on last year, obviously a historic draft, what were the things that you saw that made each and every one of those individuals kind of stand out and jump off the page for you guys?
Well, we felt like it was a strong draft, number one, just the sheer numbers in the top of the draft. So when we had the draft capital that we had in the first and second and ultimately in the third round, we felt like we should have a good draft, number one. But individually with each of those players, I mean, the draft just kind of fell the right way for us. Again, it starts with putting the card up on the board in a place where you feel like you can get them. But individually, each of them we felt like had strong character, strong makeup, were intelligent. I think we went into the draft feeling like we needed to raise the bar in terms of the mental awareness and the processing speed that each player had, and especially on defense, and we feel like we were able to fill that that void that we were looking for.
You end up with rookies of the year on offense and defense out of that draft. What about Marshawn and Alvin Kamara? I guess specifically, what was about those guys? We know that Marshawn was projected probably top five pick, and somehow another slips to 11, and then Alvin was a guy you got moved up some to get to.
Well, with Marshawn individually, look, he's prototype size. He has incredible intelligence for that position, and normally that's rare. When you have the size, the speed, the physicality, the ball skills, and intelligence, it was a no-brainer for us when we had the opportunity to pick him. And he's a great kid, too. Comes from a good two-parent family, comes from a school that has historically developed their players at a high level. And so that was number one with Marshawn. And then with Alvin, that process started back in February. I give my scouts all the credit because they identified the player very early. They knew that particular player was going to fit and what we do from catching the ball and running the ball. We knew his intelligence was very good. We knew the makeup was exceptional. It was no-brainer when he was still there. Based on where we had him on the board and based on where we were in the draft, it was a no-brainer to go get him.
Now I'll talk about the two guys between them, Ryan and Marcus. Ryan turns out to be, I don't want to say a godsend, but certainly a valuable commodity for this team considering he's able to flip-flop back and forth, and he plays every snap. And then Marcus, second on the team in interceptions, and it seems like he filled a nice void at free safety.
Well, starting with Ryan, again, comes from another school that historically has developed offensive linemen. And we look at those things, obviously. And when we had the opportunity to pick him and, we said it in draft, you pick this player and you have an opportunity to have one of the best offensive lines in the league. And, did we know he could flip from left to right to, back to left? Well, we thought he could athletically, but until you actually see him do it, that was something else, because mm-hmm. normally a rookie can't do that. And I think if you think you can do that every year with a rookie offensive lineman, you're fooling yourself, because what he did was truly remarkable, actually. And then to play every snap on offense, I mean, gosh almighty, that was incredible as well. And very few sacks given up, very few mental errors. He's wise beyond his years. Same with Marcus. Again, I just told you that we wanted to raise the bar, the intelligence on our defense. We did that with Alex Anzalone, and we did that with Marshawn, and we certainly did that with Marcus. It was very clear early on in the OTAs and the mini camp that this guy was going to be fill a very good void back as a signal caller back there, a leader, someone that can problem solve on his own and get other people lined up. And so, he was a ball hawk in college. And I think he's going to be a ball hawk for us for the near future.
Yeah, now, obviously, we're not into tipping any hands here, but what are the strengths, I guess, in this draft?
Well, I really don't like to talk about the strengths of any draft. Look, I think it's a strong draft, though. I do. I think it's strong in certain positions. Looking forward to diving into some of these positions here as we go along. But You know, I really don't like talking about the specific strengths of the draft at this point, but just know that there's some really good positions out there.
We've heard Coach Sean Payton specifically mention you and how things have turned around draft-wise for this franchise. What were some of the things, I guess, you kind of instilled in the process that, you know, you brought along with you?
Well, I'm a firm believer in prototype. I'm a firm believer in just process. I'm a firm believer in certain protocols that we go about how we do our business, consistency. I believe in communication. I believe in a very collaborative effort to bring everybody involved. I believe in creating a vision on how he can help us year one, early on in the process. What's the ceiling? I ask my scouts all the time, what's the first and second down role? What's the third down role? What's the fourth down role? And until we know that, we're going to grind it and grind it and grind it until we actually have a clear vision. And if we don't have a clear vision, then we take him off the board. And it's he's not for us. So we make sure that the players that we have on the board, every single one of them, we have a clear vision of how we're going to utilize them and how we're going to develop them. And we have a plan for that process. And those are just the little things, I think. And hopefully being a voice of reason on draft day is something I can bring to to the table as well. I've been through quite a few of them myself as a decision maker. So just helping the process, just being part of the team.
Heard you mention that out of the last three drafts, 16 starters for the Saints have been selected, whether it was through the draft or college free agents. That seems like a pretty phenomenal number.
We're proud of that. Our scouting staff, again, it's a collaborative effort. Our coaches, our scouts, including the pro scouts, do a very good job of helping me during the process. And no stone goes unturned in terms of the draft process after the draft and college free agency, and then searching the waiver wires during the cut downs and making sure that we know that player. And so every scout puts a historical document together, and sometimes if we don't have the opportunity to draft that particular player that day, and then maybe that player gets cut, we have that historical document to look back on, and our scouts do an excellent job of creating that.
Okay, all right. Well, that's Jeff Ireland. We're here at the NFL Scouting Combine. The Saints have raised the bar in attempting to hit it again this year.